Figure 9.5 shows the important components of the baroreceptor reflex system. As you can see, there are pressure sensors located in the aortic arch and also in the carotid sinus. These sensors, these pressure sensors, actually they're stretch receptors, send impulses up to the medulla. In the medulla, the cardiovascular centers, the control centers, then send outflow to the sympathetic nervous system to create either vasoconstriction or relaxation. The baroreceptor reflex is very important for short-term, in other words, minutes, cardiovascular control, and it's there to serve the purpose of maintaining a somewhat average or mean arterial pressure over time. The set point of the mean pressure can change over time depending on exercise, emotional state, and a variety of other issues. Where the baroreceptor reflex is very important is, for example, if you're lying down on the couch and you jump up quickly, and we've all experienced that momentary kind of blackout from getting up too quickly. That's the baroreceptor reflex, which is a little bit slow. Prolonged bed rest and also microgravity exposure will reduce the effectiveness of the baroreceptor reflex. In other words, if it's not used, a patient will lose it.